sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a spring day in southwest Alaska, the snow is melting fast on the tundra. An enormous white rabbit darts from a willow draw and bounds away. It's not a snowshoe hare. It's Alaska's other native wild hare, the tundra hare. These giant tundra bunnies are also known as the Alaska hare, although most people just call them rabbits. Found only in western Alaska, the Alaska hare is one of the largest hares in the world. While snowshoe hares average 2 or 3 pounds, Alaska hares are 6 to 12 pounds, about 3 times as big as snowshoe hares. Alaska hares have black-tipped ears, unlike the smaller snowshoe hares. Fish and Game's statewide small game program is studying Alaska hares, an important subsistence and ecological resource in Alaska. Biologists with the program plan to capture and radio collar several Alaska hares to learn more about daily movements, sources of mortality, and potentially to even learn about the productivity and survival of the young hares known as leverets. Biologists also plan to try and develop a non-invasive abundance estimation method for this largely nocturnal species using their pellets or droppings. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.